Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the FBI had warnings about shootings in theaters in Colorado the month before. They pulled that off their site, their little flyer. Eerie coincidence, Colorado University had identical drill on same day as Batman massacre. Exercise revolved around gunmen attacking theater with a smoke bomb. Just like 9/11, the exact same targets, exact same time. So that NORAD would stand down, just like 7/7, exact same targets, exact same drill, exact same time. Wow. The nightly news tonight, we've got to pull up all of those other drill articles and videos where they admit it. Let's go to your phone calls. Again, just total information overload right now at Infowars.com. We'll blitz through it all coming up after some calls. But don't worry, they say let the UN take over our guns now that this happened right on time. James in Arizona, you're on the air. What do you make of all this?
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Just 1 second here. Basically, back when I was in the Marine Corps, we went to boot camp, and a lot of people who deny the fact that you can be brainwashed, all you have to do is look at Marine Corps boot camp recruits, and you don't need drugs. All you need is, 13 weeks in a, boot camp, and you can brainwash people. So it's very possible to get somebody, even on a low level, to do what they're told very quickly. So it's not impossible at all. And I've warned a lot of my friends about this event, and a lot of them are kind of picking up on it and texting me and saying, yeah, this is all lining up to be exactly what you said. So,
I'd say about 90, and the votes show that on YouTube as well, about 95% of people agree. The 5% or so that say I'm out of line, you'll say, oh, is it always government? Yeah, like I said, the India attack a few years ago at Mumbai was government. It turned out the CIA ran it. I told people months before they were putting Al-Qaeda in Libya because we had reporters on the ground. It was confirmed. I mean, listen, folks, it's scary to go up against these people. It's not fun. But I am forced to respond to this. I am forced to cover this. And look, when you got all the White House advisors saying, gee, an Oklahoma City would sure pull our bacon out of the fire, and then you have it happen, I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Like I said, I warned a bunch of people that they were going to get some crackpot to do something like that. It's not hard. It's always the same MO. It's some guy that nobody knew, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, he goes on a shooting spree. So it's not hard to get somebody in there, slip them some drugs, do it over a few weeks, get him to talk him into doing something stupid and brainwash him into thinking something he's not. But real quick, Alex, I've tried to get in over the last week. I wanted to throw out a few points. One other thing is where I've always been warning my friends of what's called a positive effect false flag, where they'll actually make an event, they'll save people from something bad so they can pose as the heroes as well.
No, that's where they go out and find mental patients and get them to build a bomb and then bust them before. That's a much more humane way to steal all our rights.
Yes, yes, and so I wanted to throw that out there. Always look at the gas prices when they go down and stuff. That's all false flag. Just keep that in mind. One of the things is, I want to tell everybody to your audience, is that all these drones and all this stuff, and people say our Second Amendment is outdated. Well, all you have to do is go to Radio Shack, learn electronics, and all these drones and all this stuff can be hacked. I tell your audience.
Listen, they're only getting all the drones to intimidate you and make you feel like they've got overwhelming force, and so they can sit back cowardly and send them out to attack you. You just don't face the enemy at the time of their choosing. If we go into some type of hot war with these people, I'd rather just engage in a hot info war. Then you don't face them at their time of their choosing. That's just children and childlike minds that say, oh, we're nothing compared to a modern military. If modern militaries don't have the moral authority, they can't win a war. I mean, this whole thing couldn't even occupy Baghdad, folks. Okay? It's all bark and no bite. All the troops have been soft killed. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, Israel says that Iran is planning to attack the Olympics in London, England. Coming up here in just a few weeks. And so they've got to attack Iran. Wow, if that happens, get ready for oil prices to at least double. And we had a guest on, a TV producer, who infiltrated just a few months ago and found that there's no real security, and that they are saying an event is going to happen at the end of the Olympics so big it's going to change our world forever. And everything that that guy told us on air is now being confirmed. Hopefully talking about this will stop something like that from breaking down. Also, we've got incredible articles up at InfoWars.com. Colorado University held identical drill on same day as Batman massacre. Well, that's the coup de grace. That's the cherry on top right there. And later, after I take calls, I'm going to go over the evidence of this being a staged event, where they use a drugged-up, mentally ill patsy to take the fall. Of course, that's just if you believe the memorandum from the Secretary of Defense, unclassified justification for U.S. military intervention, known as Operation Northwoods. That tells you how to shoot up the movie theaters. And even how to frame the patsies. Isn't that just special? And then there's the Levon affair and all the others. There's Operation Gladio. That was a shooting up movie theaters. Shooting up movie theaters. Why do they like that? Because you can frame your patsy, have your guys in black mask, multiple quote, what they thought were cops, get away, and then you find the drugged up patsy who's on devil's breath and has had shock therapy. But he'd have to be in some government program where they could, brain interface neurology advanced program funded by the Department of Defense, just like Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Oh, just like Major Hassan. Oh. And then the very university was running a drill of the exact same thing happening. Why do they do these drills? So that there's NSA chatter of a drill so that good people in the NSA and other systems that hear it in live time don't respond, because most of the agencies aren't involved. Very small compartmentalized parts are. That's why on 9/11, exact targets, exact times, hit by hijacked jets, CIA and Department of Defense drills, AP, Reuters, New York Times, look it up. It's in all my 9/11 films. 7/7, Peter Powers, Visor Consultancy, ITN and BBC. It's in my film Terror Storm. Just look it up. We're going to play on the Nightly News tonight, do a whole report on this, how they do drills. Exact targets at exact time at exact locations. Three trains and a bus. One group didn't blow up the train like they were supposed to, ran, were all shot in front of everybody at Canary Wharf. They thought they were taking part of the drill. The head of it was Mr. Aswat, 7-7, known MI6. Source on that, Fox News, Associated Press, Scott Television, BBC. Showed you those articles yesterday on the radio. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we actually showed them. But for radio listeners, we gave you the headlines. But again, I'm supposed to just ignore all this. Oh, exact drill of movie theater attacked. And it's a tabletop. But again, you do the tabletop, so there's the planning, the chatter. You've got to have that. So if you get caught, like FSB got caught in 99, blowing up a fourth building to blame it on Chechens so Putin could get elected. Fourth building getting bombed. Actually, the suburb of Moscow, the cops caught them. Those cops had family living in the buildings. They were staked out. They caught them. They caught the FSB planting hexogen, Russia used hexogen, on the pillars in the basement of the apartment building. And the feds in Russia swooped in and grabbed the tapes and grabbed their guys and said, "National security, we were running a drill of blowing up the building." And the police kept part of the explosives back that the government didn't grab and came out a few days later and said, no, it was real. They were really going to do it. Of course, you know what happened to those police officers. Same thing that happened to Terrence Yakey from Oklahoma City, cop of the year. He saved dozens of people. He was like an NFL linebacker type, big black guy. Went in, saved all the people, putting them on his back, carrying him out like, right out of Hollywood. And he saw the feds and what they were doing. And, you know what they did to him. They tortured him real good. He told his wife and family, "They're following me. They're going to kill me." He told them that night, "They're coming to kill me. I've got to go to the storage locker outside town and meet my partner and give him the material. They're coming to kill me." And then he called his partner and he said, "The feds are behind me." And, of course, they took real good care of him. And then I've interviewed the police officers who were there and had the government come into their offices and say, "Oh, you're the head of the canine unit, Sergeant Browning. You and your wife are going to be dead if you don't drop this. Is that understood?" Oh, the very same Justice Department, the very same man is now in charge. And all these Democratic memos said mass murders, mass shootings, and bombings to be blamed on us. We should just ignore those memos. In fact, I've been on air three times now, Friday, Sunday, and now today, and didn't even hit me why I knew in my gut this was an inside job. It wasn't my gut. It wasn't the witnesses saying they saw multiple shooters or heard multiple shooters or saw smoke bombs from both sides or somebody let him in. It wasn't all that. It wasn't the UN treaties coming up next week. It wasn't the timing. It wasn't that it was right down the street from Columbine in this military-industrial complex center. It wasn't that he was in a high-tech brain sciences, brainwashing-type Department of Defense-funded program. It wasn't that his very area of study dealt with this type of stuff, erasing memories of troops. This is a Department of Defense-funded program he was in. You've seen the articles. Soon they'll erase bad memories of the troops. That's called mind control. See, I just have all this data, and it just slams me. Bam! And I don't even realize why I'm saying it's an inside job until I start sitting back, and it's just an ocean of evidence. Is there a chance he was a lone nut on a bunch of psychotropics they now admit? Well, he's definitely on the drugs, so he didn't know who he is. Do people naturally get on these and a cop walks in Walmart and a nut shoots him for no reason? Yeah. That happened in Austin. But this thing's got gun grab written all over it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. It just makes my head spin. Of course we've got a question, a group known for staging false flags, including Fast and Furious. They're caught on Fast and Furious, doing it to blame the Second Amendment. It killed thousands. State Department with Mexico, the Justice Department estimates 2,000 plus in Mexico, over 200 here. And that's where they traced the guns directly to the dead bodies. Last number I saw was three dead cops, three dead Border Patrol, two of the cops proven, one of the Border Patrol proven. Proven! Killed by guns. So that's a false flag that killed people. Killed. K-I double hockey stick. K-I double hockey stick. K-I double hockey stick. Dead, 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 dead as a doornail. And they think you're so stupid. They write articles in the Financial Times of London about how a big terror attack would sure be great. They think you're so dumb. Gary Hart for the CFR writes a public letter to Ackman Energy saying, we'll stage terror attacks to blame it on you. Don't think we won't invade you. Do as you're told. Look it up. Look up Gary Hart's letter to Ackman Energy. He published it in the Huffington Post. We interviewed him about it for Truth Rising. I wish. You think it's fun going up against these people? Walking the razor's edge? They're like, oh, we'll just say he's a kook, and plus it'll make him a martyr if we kill him. Oh, but boss, it'd sure be good to kill Alex Jones. Or maybe one of the people goes rogue. You think this is a fun job, ladies and gentlemen? You think I like saying it's these people? You think I like having cops on who name names of FBI that have come in their offices and threatened to kill them? You think that's fun? If they'll kill cops, they'll kill anybody. You think I like this? You think I just say this because it's fun? No, I live it. I live this. I know what I'm talking about. Okay, that's it. We're going to go to Jim, then Jeff, then Anthony, then Matt. Go ahead, Jim. Thanks for holding from North Carolina. You're on the air. You think I'm wrong to think Obama might be involved in this?
I don't know about Obama being a part of it or in it, but I'll tell you, you're dead on about this devil's breath. I've heard it referred to as dragon's breath. Now, where I live at, they beta test a lot of this stuff, especially these snatch and grabs that you see the little, the black kid communities doing. Where I live, it's 99% black, and they just went into they'd go into Walmart and steal all the electronics. This was like 10 years ago, and they'll have Walmart security, tape them, and then they'll arrest them. But every single one of them kids that because I stay in and out of the prison system. This is a prison planet. You go to jail for anything and everything around here. This is the home of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Nate Turner back in the Civil War days. But what they do is they take you get arrested, they take you down to the police station, and they do drugged interrogations. Why this is important is if you belong to any religious denomination that is classified as a cult. Now, a cult is somebody who uses drugs as a part of their ceremony.
Now, I understand, like the Hopi Indians with mescaline, with peyote. You're telling me that the police are giving people truth serum at the police department?
I don't think that is truth serum, because I grew up in the occult, the Mormon faith, and they use these drugs as a part of their sacrament. And you feel like you're, like you have the Spirit of God in you. You have a warm, comforting feeling. Religious people will tell you,
Wait a minute. You're saying now the Mormons are giving people drugs? I thought it's the opposite. Very interesting, sir. We're going to move along. Thank you for those points. We're going to talk to Matt, Jeff, and many others straight ahead. Big news blitz coming up, and a key report about to get posted at InfoWars.com as well. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
InfoWars.com, but if you go to Drudge, it's headline, Joker Turns Zombie. And if you click on it, his head is rolling side to side, his eyes are wide open, he's basically can't even talk now, and that's exactly what we would expect in a staged event. Again, totally whacked out of his mind. Everybody's just saying, oh, he'll burn for this one. Yeah, the government says he did it. Yeah, they'd ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and set people up, but they'd never, you know, have criminals go into a movie theater and shoot a bunch of people. And the Mexican president says we should be made to turn our guns in now. Now, we should believe whatever he says. This is a country where tens of thousands get killed every year and the police are totally corrupt. Eyes rolling, head swaying, and that bright red hair. Colorado killer faces victims. He's the Colorado killer now. Smiles in bizarre first appearance. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Total and complete proof. Oh, and look, he's got the nice lawyer there helping him. I wonder if he'll, she's attractive. I wonder if he'll get appointed a famous mind control doctor and then no one will even think of it. I think it's a big deal like McVeigh had. Because, you know, there's no such thing as mind control, even though it's all declassified. Let's talk to Anthony in Pennsylvania. Anthony, what do you think about all this?
Alex, Anthony Antonello, thanks for taking my call. This is absolutely incredible. We've been talking about this for years. We said all it's going to take, you know, is one major event, you know, whether it be a mall, a library, movie theater, anywhere. You know, we already see the TSA rolling into Union Station in Chicago. We see these people, it's a complete takeover. It is so obvious, and, you know, I've been doing as much work as I can. Here's the thing is, you know this, you control the message, you control the people, and one of the things that I really focus on is calling local radio stations. Well, I've been hammering on the NDAA and, you know, things of that nature. I just confronted Congressman Lou Barletta a couple days ago.
By the way, it's totally blowing people away right now that the NSA has been forced to admit they are spying on everyone in real time, totally illegally. What do you make of them running a drill of the exact same thing happening? Now, in the case of 7-7, it was even the same buses in the same location, same time. This was just running a drill that day of the movie theater being attacked in the area and the guy using a bomb as a diversion while he shot people. I mean, again, every time they're running drills. On 9-11, they were running drills of the same thing. How obvious does this have to get?
I called Nancy Laffam. She's the one who wrote that article in the Denver Post. I called her a couple hours ago. You know, I asked her if it was okay for me to record the conversation, and she told me that her inbox is flooded with emails of people talking about conspiracies and that, you know, it happened afterwards, and this was planned months ahead. She said something about they got their idea from Israel. But she's
Hey, listen to this. I watched some of the press conferences, and that police chief who never talked about the victims, but talked about what a great job the police had done all day, but he would just go on and just keep repeating it. He said, don't believe everything you read on the internet. Yeah, no kidding. But he was talking about, quote, conspiracy theories. Did you see that where he's like day one on Friday night? He's up there saying, you know, don't believe what you read on the internet. What, like all the witnesses saying two shooters? You mean like that?
Right. It doesn't surprise me at all. And here's the thing, like where I'm at in northeastern Pennsylvania, our local radio stations, we have a host who believes I don't know if he really believes it or not, but he supports every single official story from JFK to now. And, you know, I've organized call-in bombs and, you know, I organized a couple hundred people to call in and talk about this. And he just spins it and spins it to the point where, like I said, now I can't even call their shows. They see.
Well, that's all right. Just keep it up. Call into All the Talk Radio and plug InfoWars.com while you're at it. We're going to break. Long segment coming up. I'm going right back to your calls when we return. Then I've got Darren McBreen's news piece, ATF Boss Threatens Whistleblowers. This came out last week, but Darren breaks it down really well. Imagine putting on an internal video threatening people not to report on crimes inside ATF. But hey, Joe Paterno's statue was taken down. Last year, I told you Paterno knew what was going on. And people sent me emails saying, how dare you say Popo or whatever his name was. What was the stupid nickname? You know, they said, how dare you say Poo-Poo or Poppy Poop or whatever it was would do this. Hey.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Program them.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
With total compulsion.
I just knew too much.
Does that make him crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
If I know that governments have staged terror attacks over and over again, and they've got the motive, and then I say, hey, we better look into the system being involved in this. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 months, I have been selling A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, and begging people, I'm in it, to buy it. In the film, I warn that Obama is probably going to stage domestic terror attacks to blame the Second Amendment. It's got Jane Graham that saw the feds planting the bombs in the building. It's got the inventor of the neutron bomb. It's got General Parton, the head of Air Force Weapons Development. The late Hoppy Heidelberg, the grand juror that was threatened. His life was threatened if he didn't stop wanting to know about the feds and the bombs. They interviewed the family members of the cop that was tortured and murdered. I mean, it's the only professional film. Look, I made Road to Tyranny 10 years ago, and it's got the newscast with the bombs being removed, and it's got some of the eyewitnesses, and but it's 40 minutes of a 3-hour film. In the past, I put out like 3-hour films. And it's a professional film. But I made it with myself and my wife and Buckley Hammond. And Mike Hansen doing some of the camera work. 4 people worked on it. And that was while I was doing a radio show. That was, you know, 10 years ago. We were still a tiny operation. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. Looks like Discovery History Channel. That's because some of the guys that worked on it worked for Discovery and History. And they would hear all this over the years, interviewing the eyewitnesses and survivors. They all say, basically all of them say it's an inside job. And then they would be ordered to edit all that out for ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox. And so that was how this film got made. Plus, all these years, they're like, wow, we want to make a film about the truth. So that's why it looks so good, is that it had a lot of big, you know, TV professionals involved in it. A Noble Lie, the only film exposing this false flag event in a professional and modern way, you know, where all the facts are in. You know, I first made my film about it just 5-6 years after it happened. The point is this is, you know, 16 years after it happened, 17 years after it happened. We have a Noble Lie available at InfoWarsShop.com, and they support True Media and the whole crew we've got here and the filmmakers of this documentary. They're going to be joining us because what did we say? Get this out before they stage new terror attacks. And we say, what kind could they be? New federal buildings, mass shootings, shopping malls, grocery stores, movie theaters. I know I said it, and our guests said it over and over again. And then a month ago, the FBI flyer came out to law enforcement. We got a copy. We covered it on air, and they said movie theaters will be attacked. And I said, that means they'll attack movie theaters. The FBI pulled that flyer. We have the flyer saved. We have it up at InfoWars.com. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that's why this film needs to be shown to everybody. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. The very attorney general was the deputy attorney general, and we have his emails that came out in the lawsuits. They had email back then, folks, at the federal government in 1995. The point is, they were using it. And he said, this is a D-Day situation. We got to get down there and get on top of this and cover this up right now. And boy, did they. Yeah, cover what up? The fact that all the bombs didn't go off? Didn't matter they had Control Demolition Incorporated come in, the same folks that got rid of the wreckage on 9-11. They came in, blew it up, took out the wreckage, and poured concrete in with it, and had whack-a-hut guards guarding it last time I checked. A landfill with guards guarding it, with the pieces mixed in with concrete in a 30-foot hole. Man, you didn't want that getting looked at, did you? Even if archaeologists wanted to get into there, they're going to have trouble. Don't want folks looking into that, do you? Okay, we have the total proof that it was an inside job. InfoWarsShop.com, get it. Guys, do we have the 4-minute McBreen piece on ATF boss threatens whistleblowers? Because he told me this morning at like 10 a.m., like, yeah, we've got it. It's in the system. The thing is, he put it on the system for you, so just it'll have to be looked at. Like I said earlier, we're going to play that. Let's go ahead and go to Matt in Florida. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, if you're a crackpot, I'm a crackpot. I've heard Karl Rove say that on Fox News, that he needs Obama needs the OKC's bombing to make his popularity go up. So.
Well, you know why Karl Rove can say that? Because we have all these memos and 3 different top advisors writing articles saying they want one and it would sure help them. And again, they sent them out 2 years ago to fundraisers, to their million, you know, dollar type donors. Glenn Beck even covered it, saying there's going to be a new Oklahoma City. Don't worry. Obama's going to win and we're going to blame it on people. I mean, they don't even hide it. I mean, they don't say we're going to do it. They leave that, you know, that one last piece out. But if I'm like, yeah, don't worry, I'm going to have $1 million next week, and the bank gets robbed down the street, and you're like, where'd you get the $1 million? I don't know.
I flew out of Denver International Airport on Friday afternoon, and I didn't see those Nazis pictures that you're talking about, but I opted out of the body scanner, and there's a 13-year-old girl next to me and a mom, and the TSA guard goes, oh, these ain't the same body scanners that give out x-rays. And she had the nerve to say that the cell phones give out more radiation than the mom wanted to opt out her child, but the TSA guard still made her go through. I opted out. I got the pat down. And then this creepy old guy, you're right, they are creepy. Asked if there was any sensitive areas of me where I'd be patted down. I go, yeah, my groin. I don't want you to touch my groin. He goes, any more talk like that, I'm going to have to get my supervisor and take you into the back room. And I said, I ain't going in no back room. I said that real loud, but he patted me down and he walked
over. No, I've warned you. The new intimidation, especially with old women, is the rape room. And now they're getting mobile rape rooms. I mean, they're getting armored pillboxes to like, because again, for a dungeon keeper, a bunch of them are pedophiles that's come out. Dragging your child off and freaking them out is enjoyment alone. But any more talk like that. Again, they touch your groin, but they don't want you talking about what they're about to do. So how did it end? Did he get his pleasures?
Well, he didn't really do nothing. I mean, the pat down was all right. I mean, then he went over to this desk. He said, I'll be right back. And then he goes, all right, you can go through. So I got on my flight. And then another thing with this Colorado bombing, I mean, not this ain't related, but last year they had in Nebraska or Iowa, they had a PhD. I don't know why these guys are doing something stupid, but you can look it up, too. As in Iowa, they had about, he ran over five motorcyclists and he killed two people in cars, and he was drunk or on drugs, and he was a PhD, and then I don't know why these guys are...
Well, you know the answer, banned cars. Of course, I shouldn't joke. They are talking about making us all be robot-controlled in the future. They're going to roll out the Google cars they now have. They're going to have a better safety record, and they're just going to ban us driving our own cars. Folks, you heard it here first. Just watch. That's about 5-6 years away. They'll first give you insurance discounts if you let the robot take over part of the time. And then finally, they're just going to phase out humans driving altogether because there's going to be so much distracted driving. Thank you for the call. All right, I'm going to go to Jeff and David and L. Ray and Ted here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to play this clip. And this is from the Nightly News Friday with Darren McBreen. It's titled, ATF Bots Threatens Whistleblowers. In fact, I'm going to Twitter this out at Real Alex Jones right now, even though it went up this weekend because it's so powerful. And McBreen makes a little joke at the end about the ATF boss because it's like Big Brother. It's a video with him from the head down to his chest, and he's standing there with a blue background, and he's saying, the full video's out there because the ATF didn't follow orders and leaked it, that you'll be punished if you whistleblow. You've got to go to the chain of command up to Eric Holder, who's in contempt of Congress and ordered the entire operation for Obama to blame the Second Amendment. And the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times report, they also ship drugs back in mass by the tons, but the media outside of that never picks it up. So you're supposed to just report to, if a gang member in your neighborhood, let's say, rapes your daughter, you should find the leader of the gang and go to them and tell them about it. I'm sure they'll really care about that a whole lot. Or if a wild dog bites you, if you live out in the country, go find the leader of the pack and dress up, like a sheep or something in the middle of the night and see if they don't attack you. So here he is in everybody's face. And the Senate, sent letters and said, this sounds like a threat. Number one, folks, you're supposed to report on criminal activity to another agency or media. You have a duty to do it. And the fact is they have the NSA overtime spying on government employees to try to make sure you don't report on them. So the answer is everybody start leaking info. The answer is everybody start speaking out. The answer is take action so they can't stop everybody. You understand that? Okay, let's go ahead and go to this report by Darren McBreen and then back to your phone calls.
Choices and consequences. And when I'm talking about choices and consequences, I'm talking about the disciplinary process. What my expectation is as the acting director when it comes to the disciplinary process. Choices and consequences simply means that as an employee of ATF, should you decide not to abide by the standards of conduct or the rules of the road, should you decide that you're not going to play by the rules, there will be consequences. Choices and consequences mean simply that if you make poor choices, that if you don't abide by the rules, that if you don't respect the chain of command, if you don't find the appropriate way to raise your concerns to your leadership, there will be consequences.
There you go. That's the one without McBreen's commentary. The one that is you know, hilarious that Darren did, and about 50 times more powerful. It's up at the Alex Jones channel at YouTube, and I will have that Twittered out to everybody. ATF boss threatens whistleblowers. Again, I would have played it. I'm not baiting you to, oh, go to my Twitter to see it. I just asked for that all day. That's not what we got, so too bad. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Oklahoma. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm doing okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to run a couple of things by. You already talked about one of them. I turned on the lamestream media to see what kind of lies they were selling us today, and they show the Colorado shooter for his first court appearance, and you can definitely tell that they've got him drugged up on something. I mean, he can barely move. He looks like he's about to go to sleep. All of a sudden, his eyes jolt. He turns, looks all over the place, goes into a trance. They ask him if he has anything to say, and he doesn't even respond.
No, I've interviewed people that are that were on death row with McVeigh, and from death row, who, without their knowledge, got in on the show. The lawyers, Jesse Trinidad, set it up. And I've talked to others. McVeigh would do this all the time, and Jolly and West was in there every day. Or every other day, the famous mind control doctor. And then McVeigh could suddenly talk and stuff when they'd roll him out. And then when he wasn't on drugs, he would explain to the other cellmates or people across the cells that, yeah, he was a government mind control subject and was in special ops, and that they set him up and they were going to kill his family if he told the truth. So, I mean, it just goes on and on. And now they wheel him out, as I predicted. And he doesn't, I mean, they said he was flopping around spitting and didn't know who he was. And then now here he is. And there's no discussion of he's insane. You know, now he just goes to a mental institution. No, they're gonna go right ahead with the whole process because it's just, I mean, look, folks, they could grab me, drug me up, commit a crime, say I did it, put me on Devil's Breath or Halcyon, have me say I did it on the news, just like our troops when the North Vietnamese captured them. You know, saying that they've been, you know, doing all these things they hadn't done, and then send me to jail. Or they could do it to anybody. And then he's in a Department of Defense funded, advanced, you know, neuro interface program at the university there. And that's where these guys just keep coming from. What do you think?
I think it's pretty strange. I think my eyes are pretty wide open nowadays, because once you find the truth and things, you can see through the lies. It's pretty easy.
Well, I mean, even that, I mean, maybe he was a lone crazy who looks totally drugged up in court, and they're not telling us they drugged him up. I mean, that's a whole issue right there. The issue here is if the government's done this over and over again and writes memos saying how great it would be and have been caught doing stuff like this to demonize the Second Amendment, a.k.a. Fast and Furious, you've got to look at them as the number one suspect. That's all I'm saying here.
Agree. Another subject I kind of wanted to touch base on, it's a little different, but it's about the general public. Me and my wife went to a movie theater last week, and they were playing classics, and we went to watch Clockwork Orange, which I'm sure you're probably aware of it. And while we were sitting in there, they have a lot of scenes that are really pretty bad. I mean, trying to commit suicide, sexual assault. And while these things are happening, the people sitting in the theater are giggling and chuckling like it's something cute and funny. And I'm losing all.
Wait. You went and saw Clockwork Orange re-aired in a theater, and people were liking it?
Yeah, they were chuckling and, like, giggling when he's trying to commit suicide.
Ooh, that's an idea for us to do, is sneak a camera in sometime when they have a showing at the Paramount or something of Clockwork Orange. Because I've been in movies, like Natural Born Killers, is designed to show you how horrible the media is and how sickening violence is. When I was younger, I didn't get that. And I thought it was like just, you know, that it was pushing senseless violence. It's the opposite. and Oliver Stone, since then, I've actually watched the commentaries. He explains that. But people were giggling and laughing during Rape and Murder during the movie. And so you're saying you went and saw it at a theater that re-ran it and people were getting off on it?
Yeah, yeah. Me and my wife were both looking at each other like, you know, that's not the point you're supposed to get out of this movie. The point is the bad
thing. The movie is about mind control. And it's about the government releasing criminals out of the prison and making them the police to target the nonviolent population in an authoritarian takeover. A Clockwork Orange is a powerful novel that Kubrick made the film out of. And you notice in the film, it's writers and it's that writer who's written A Clockwork Orange. Hence, that's the name of the novel. I appreciate your call. Great points. Okay, I'm going to hit some more news on the other side, then some calls, then we're going to go back to our guests. But I've got a bunch of news I've got to hit on. Chertoff suggests pre-crime solution to mass shooting. Psychopaths, they want TSA in the theaters. Again, the new symbol of America is a pot-bellied pedophile groping your children. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Our top story, 47-year-old Patriot discovers weird trick to slash power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. If you're fed up with being dependent on fat cat power monopolies that raise rates again and again, if you're sick of high energy bills and sick of high heating bills, so are we. Join us at coverup123.com. See the free video produced by patriots like you that exposes the truth and shows you the secret to how you can easily slash your power bill. See our video now before it gets shut down at coverup123.com. At the 2-minute mark of our video, you'll see exactly how deep the conspiracy goes. It's a lot deeper than you think. Go to coverup123.com and see the trick revealed in our video that could slash your power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. Hurry, go now to coverup123.com. That's coverup123.com. Coverup123.com, sponsored by Power for Patriots.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and, of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here live. We also have InfoWars Nightly News that I host, Darren McGreen host, of course, Rob Dew, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, and many others. And we are in the process of interviewing quite a few of the finalists for the InfoWars Reporter Contest. And we're going to be hiring some of those folks very soon, so you'll see them here on air and also see their reports here on the radio show. Hear the reports on the radio show. See them for viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv. Continuing with the news, I haven't even gotten in all the video clips of eyewitnesses saying multiple shooters, tear gas canisters, smoke bombs from different sides. I haven't even gotten into all that yet. I also covered yesterday the history of government-sponsored terror, dozens of examples of our so-called government and other governments staging events to blame it on their political enemies. And if you go to InfoWars.com, we do have that video report from last night's radio show posted on the site. But again, Chertoff suggests pre-crime solution to mass shooting psychosis. Eerie coincidence, Colorado University had identical drill on same day as Batman massacre. Feds admit NSA spying violated Fourth Amendment, but they're not going to stop. First China, then the world. UN uses China as launchpad for one world government, one child policy, so they want that worldwide. Colorado shooter had more in common with paramilitary police than Batman. Top Pakistani politician calls drone strikes insane, immoral war crimes. Yeah, they'll kill like 20, 30, 40, 100 plus innocent people to get one bad guy. But that's not a tragedy when the whole, you know, apartment building gets blown up with a bunch of little kids in it. You know, but the same government that does that wouldn't stage a theater shooting. They wouldn't stage Fast and Furious either. NBC's Gregory blames Batman massacre on angry political dialogue. Insinuates Rush Limbaugh to blame for shooting. You didn't know it was Rush Limbaugh's fault that guy's clearly out of his mind with a Bozo the Clown hairdo. It's not the Batman franchise's fault. I'm not saying it is, even though it conditions people. Certainly not Rush Limbaugh, but wonder who would blame that on Rush Limbaugh. Huh? Again, I said they do something like this and blame us for it, and they're doing it. And they write memos saying how great it would be to have this, but you know what? They're not suspects. Sure, they got the UN treaty next week and everything, but they're not suspects. No, we are. Rush Limbaugh. It's his fault, folks. Don't look at Obama or Attorney General Holder. Do not look at them. I don't mean just encouraging the guy. No, I mean, you know, setting him up. They never do that. Even small-town police departments get caught all the time framing people for murders they've committed. But the big feds, they wouldn't do anything like that. So everything is just fine, ladies and gentlemen. NBC's Gregory blames Batman massacre on angry political dialogue. Remind me, guys, when the guests join us to play that clip, queuing it up to where they blame Rush Limbaugh. Because that's one of the most important points here. Is Friday, Paul Watson wrote an article in the early morning saying they blame the Second Amendment and that they would blame talk radio. We were hoping it wouldn't be us when they roll out his computers. But they haven't done that yet. No, they're just blaming Rush Limbaugh. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.